USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If you're vaccinated and boosted, you are highly protected.
President Biden speaking at the White House, those comments coming as people vaccinated and unvaccinated continue to test positive for COVID-19. That being said, Biden continues to say this pandemic is largely a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
We have in hand all the vaccines we need to get every American fully vaccinated, including the booster shot.
Virginia Democrat Governor Ralph Northam says drivers who've been stranded all day and night on Interstate 95 will soon be put in touch with emergency services like warming centers. Northam tweeting the update as drivers remain deadlocked on the interstate with nowhere to go. Transportation officials calling the incident unprecedented. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, taking to the Senate floor Tuesday to pay tribute to the late Nevada Senator Harry Reid, who died last week at the age of 82 from pancreatic cancer.
When you lose someone who is as close to us as Harry was, they're never truly gone. They'll always stay with us. As we gavel in today, I take comfort knowing that Harry is with us in spirit, walking alongside us as we continue to work, he dedicated himself to for so many years.
Reid, the former Democratic Majority Leader, will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol next week. The CDC is changing its timeline recommendation for when folks can get a Pfizer booster shot. That allotted time is now 5 months after a person receives their second COVID dose. The CDC noting the 2-month timeline for a Johnson & Johnson booster and 6 months for Moderna aren't changing. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pestilence Show starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Part of President Biden's plan to address the surge of COVID-19 cases in the United States over the last month is sending 500 million COVID rapid tests to Americans. New Jersey Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew criticizes the Biden administration's slow action on that plan.
We don't have enough of them. They had all this time to make sure they knew this was coming up, but it's still a failed policy. Again, even if they have them tomorrow, people waiting on long lines, and the way these tests work, that you can get a false positive.
President Biden admitted his team could have gotten those tests to Americans before the holidays when they were proposed the idea back in October, but they didn't act until the Omicron variant emerged. The jury in the criminal trial of Elizabeth Holmes reaches a verdict.
The former CEO and founder of Theranos has been found guilty on 4 charges centering around wire fraud. Elizabeth Holmes faces up to 20 years in prison as well as a fine of $250,000 plus restitution for each count of wire fraud and each conspiracy count. Holmes claimed to have revolutionized blood testing but faced allegations she intentionally lied to investors, doctors, and patients about her company's blood testing capabilities. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.